North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This whole world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I come to you from Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama, and I have the opportunity to talk to some Trobotics, Inc. students. And right now I have with me Caleb Williams. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Caleb.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Always glad to have you, Caleb. Are you excited about this year and the robotics competition for Athens Bible School?
Yeah, this year is a very interesting year, very different rules from last. It applies some new challenges and new designs for our wheels and robot.
What is your role on the team, Caleb? Let listeners know what you do.
Currently, I am part of the programming team here. I am the lead programmer. I help revise and edit some of the code that my fellow students write.
How did you find where you fit?
I like creating new things. I like making things that help people. But programming let me use creativity. I love to use. It helps me be able to be a good part of the team. And it's something that not many kids like doing. And yeah.
Where does that interest in programming come from, Caleb, for you specifically?
I think it came from when I was younger. I would draw on my sheet of paper little comics where you could choose which path to take, which then translated into a program I used to use, which would let me make short stories where I could choose which way to go, which then let me use some creativity that I've never used before. And start making amazing things and start making tools and programs and software.
Absolutely. What's the theme this year, Caleb, for Trobotics, Inc.?
The theme this year is demo days. We need to build a robot that can take care of a construction site. So demolish buildings. It needs to conserve the existing environment by taking care of trees. It needs to install light poles. And it needs to gather pipe bundles from zones and put fencing around to keep the site safe that night.
How does it look for the team this year?
It's looking pretty good. We are ahead of schedule on testing the robot, and not many changes are needed for the programming as of now.
Excellent. When is the competition?
We have about a week. It's on November 13th. It's now push time to, we have practice every day to start testing drivers and polishing our driving methods and getting our method done.
Yes, getting things running more smoothly as you're moving forward. You're getting really close. Crunch time.
Yep, it's crunch time.
Got it. Caleb, I appreciate the fact that you've been able to join me to share about Trobotics, Inc. at Athens Bible School. And I have another one of your teammates coming up. Jackson Ortner will be joining us. So thank you, Caleb, for sharing with us about Trobotics, Inc.
Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. I'm in Athens, Alabama at Athens Bible School. And right now I have with me Jackson Ortner. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jackson.
Hello.
Glad to have you, buddy. What is your role on the Trobotics, Inc. team?
I am on the software to help program the robot, and I also helped a little bit with the engineering notebook documenting everything we did.
Are you enjoying that kind of work?
Yes. I've never done much programming or computer-related stuff before, but what I learned, it was very fun. I enjoyed it. Helping write the engineering software part of our engineering notebook was fun. I had help from another friend. He helped me a lot, and I had had a very fun experience.
How did they go about finding your place on the Trobotics team?
Well, for the engineering notebook, I was asked to do that, so I didn't have much of a say in that. But at home, last year, I helped with manufacturing, and I thought to myself, this time, what if I tried something new? So I asked if I could join programming, and they let me in, and I just absolutely loved it.
So really, for you to gain experience in one area, then to be able to go to another, it builds that whole big picture for you to be able to handle various situations when it comes to the robot, correct?
Right.
What is it about this role that you feel fulfills what you enjoy doing?
Helping go through like all the different processes of programming. Like before this started, we went down for our claw. Would it be a hook? Would it be like a grappling arm, hand? Would it be a claw, a scoop? I liked going through the different ways we'd program and code that. Building the robot was cool, but seeing the insides of the robot and the interior and how it worked was probably even cooler for me. And I just, that was something crazy that I never thought about.
Very nice. Now, it's not but 1 week away from competition, November 13th. Where are you headed?
We're going to Calhoun.
Excellent. And then from Calhoun?
We go to Auburn after that if we win.
Are you excited about this, Jackson?
Yes, very nervous. I don't know. I'm not doing a whole lot during the actual competition. I'm not like driving or anything, but it is still, I'm still a little nervous to see what will happen, if something will mess up or if it goes perfectly. But I'm still excited nonetheless.
Now, you've been a part of the team how many years?
This is my second year.
So last year, how did it work out with COVID as far as being able to compete?
We went to the area next to our school's soccer field, and they gathered the whole entire school. We had bleachers set out, and the school sat on the bleachers and standing around a field that we made outside. We unfortunately did not get to go to a large competition. However, that was still fun for my first year.
Absolutely, and that's a great way to start. And now this year, you get to experience that full audience, and it will be a different challenge. But I think that last year's experience maybe is a step to help you move in that direction. So that's good that you had that experience last year.
Yeah.
Well, Jackson, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today, and I wish you all the best in competition next week, okay?
All right. Thank you. It's been an honor.
Folks, Jackson Ortner with us from Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama. We're talking about Trobotics, Inc. You've heard about them before through the Mark White Show. We've covered this before. We always appreciate Athens Bible School and their support of the Mark White Show, and glad to be here with the students and talk about Trobotics, Inc. and their competitions in robotics. I know that people listening right now, wherever you are, you may have a young person involved in robotics, and I want to encourage that through my show, because there's so many different talents and skills that a young person can learn and use throughout their life. It may be their career. It may be something where they can help other people in that realm. So I hope that you will encourage your young person, if they do have a robotics program, to be a part of that. And when we come back, we're going to have Elijah Goins joining us here on the Mark White Show. I hope you'll stick with us from Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama. Something good today.
little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow, sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm at Athens Bible School right now talking to the Trobotics team, Trobotics Inc., and I have with me Elijah Goins. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Elijah.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Tell listeners what part you play, what role you play with Trobotics.
I play a role in the manufacturing team. We're part of the people who build the robot and perform any modifications or improvements that we need to after any kind of amount of testing.
Has this been a skill that you've naturally gone to as a young person to build things, to want to be involved in construction?
Yes. A lot of my family was involved in construction and engineering, and that's just something I've loved to do since I was young.
So there was no doubt about it. This is the part you wanted to play for Trobotics.
No doubt.
How's it looking this year?
I really enjoyed doing it. I've kind of taken a man of Brandon Gaines has taken a spot as two of the more crucial pieces of it, I guess you could call it.
Well, you're a little bit older, too. What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore, 10th grade.
Okay. How many years have you been doing Trobotics?
Since sixth, so 4 years.
4 years. That's a lot of experience. And you were actually able to experience this pre-COVID. And so you've been to the competitions and been involved in that bigger scale of having that large audience, right?
Yes, it was. It's a lot better than it was the COVID year.
Well, I was talking to Jackson, and he was sharing with me that last year students gathered and you were able to show off your robot, but it was just to the school itself, not Calhoun or Auburn or these other places that you've been to in the past.
That's correct. And just Auburn has a different type of atmosphere. It's just a lot more, it's different.
There's probably some energy that comes with that, having that many people, knowing that the pressure's on.
Yes.
There is some pressure to it, but it's also kind of a good feeling, give you some excitement, some adrenaline, I would imagine.
Yes, that does describe it.
Here we are at Athens Bible School. We're getting ready for the Trobotics competition, robotics, at Calhoun Community College next Saturday. And we're here at Athens Bible School able to talk to Trobotics students today. Elijah Goins, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to talk to me about your role in manufacturing.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right. We just finished up with Elijah Goins. He's part of the manufacturing team of Trobotics, Inc. Now we have Allie Hinkle joining us. She's with the marketing team with Trobotics, Inc. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Allie.
Thank you.
Exciting time for Trobotics.
Yes, sir.
Marketing. That's a fun part to me because I love marketing. I love advertising. That's what's helped build the Mark White Show is marketing, advertising. Of course, it takes everybody to make the team work. What is your role with the marketing team, Allie?
My role is, right now I'm working on the website, and I worked on the booth a lot lately, and I've also been working on the posters, like drawings and stuff, and right now we're doing the website, we're just editing a bunch of stuff, and it's really fun to me.
What part of this is fun? What is it that draws you to the marketing part of Trobotics, Inc.?
Probably like the creativity we all have and just binding us together and working together. It's really fun because, well, we work together as a group and teamwork makes the dream work. And so it's really fun, like coloring and making stuff fun.
Absolutely. So where does your interest, your desire in marketing come from? Is it a parent or is it something that you naturally feel like you've had the ability to do that, and then you said, hey, I want to be a part of the marketing team for Trobotics? How did that work?
I love drawing and stuff, and my parents introduced me to Trobotics, and so since everybody was like talking about it, I wanted to join it because it's about creativity and stuff. That's what brought me to my mind.
So. Excellent. So here we are, as I've mentioned, a week away from the competition at Calhoun Community College. What are your goals moving forward? I know that the Mark White Show is included in that marketing plan to advertise, to promote Trobotics. And you have some other folks that are in the marketing team as well. Do you want to call off some names, give them some shout-outs?
Corbin Mead, Ann Tyler Presnell, Chloe Bays, Abby Moss, and Kate Hargrave, and some other people too.
We appreciate the whole marketing team with Trobotics, Inc., and we appreciate you joining us, Allie Hinkle, here on the Mark White Show today to share about what you're doing with marketing. Great job.
Thank you.
To keep things moving, we just finished up with Allie Hinkle, and now we're going to talk to Chloe Bays, Kate Hargrave, and Ann Tyler Presnell as we talk about the booth, we talk about social media, other aspects of Trobotics, Inc. Of course, we are at Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama, talking about Trobotics, Inc. and the upcoming robotics competition taking place at Calhoun Community College. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Chloe, Kate, and Ann Tyler.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. Chloe, since I have your name first, let's start with you. You're doing social media for Trobotics, Inc. You're having to stay on top of advertising, promoting, anything that you see that you feel like maybe an audience would like to see from Trobotics. How do you decide what you want to share with people through Trobotics, Inc.?
Based off what I would want to see. Like, if I want to see it, why wouldn't they?
That's a good idea. And people do. They're receptive. And you're getting an audience outside of the school. You're getting people who are older, who maybe are in industry where maybe they need somebody who has skills in manufacturing. Maybe they need somebody who has skills in engineering, programming, marketing. And so you're reaching an audience outside of the school. And potentially, it's helping to show, okay, Athens Bible School has a really great robotics program. And this might be a place where we can recruit students for college. It's a very important role that you're playing through social media.
Yes.
So, Kate Hargrave, again, welcome to the Mark White Show. Tell people what your role is with Trobotics, Inc.
So, in Trobotics, I've worked on the presentation, the booth. I've even made a brochure to hand out to our judges on the presentation day on Friday.
Excellent. How did you decide to design a brochure? What went into building that brochure?
Well, in the past years, we've had them, and we've all had successful designs that year. So I used that as a model and replaced it with all of this year's information and added new stuff as well.
Where does the brochure go to? Who gets one in their hand?
The judges that do our marketing presentation, we hand out one to them. And then in our booth on game day, we can hand them out to people who are passing by or the judges there as well.
Excellent. Well, in the booth, it's important. I know that the design of it captures the interest of the judges. How do you go about with this year's theme deciding where to even start to make a booth that's going to capture the attention of those judges?
We had a lot of ideas at first. We get with all of our team members and we all just kind of brainstorm together. We try to pick elements off of the game field and kind of incorporate them. Like there was a palm tree that we had on the game field, so we kind of put one of those in there and just different things like that we put in the booth to represent it.
So, Ann Tyler, what did you decide to do as far as the booth design? Where are we at?
Well, we're basically done with it, but I'm sure there will be more things that we put in there, but we try to pick a lot of things like off the game field. Like we've got the recycling boxes with the air compressor with the fence around it. So it kind of shows that, you know, we're taking things off the game field. And like a lot of it is, you know, we've put a lot of signs in there and stuff that represents the game field and like the game rules to show that we've read the game rules, because that's something that's very important, to read the game rules.
Because this year we're talking about demolition, right?
Yes, and it's very important to know exactly what you're doing when you're on a construction site so that no one is harmed.
This would be new skills for you all, right? I mean, to think about demolition
definitely.
In that area,
yes.
So you're having to learn definitely. As you think about this, Chloe, and maybe not having as much experience or knowledge in demolition, how do you grow that knowledge? What did you do to learn about this industry to get ready for the booth?
Well, we talked to Britt Demolition on the phone. We asked them some questions, and they kind of helped us get a better understanding.
Britt Demolition, where are they located?
Coleman, Alabama.
We appreciate Britt Demolition for giving that knowledge, and that's something, too, to learn a lesson is when we don't have an experience in a certain area, to make that call and maybe call some people that have some more experience. And, Kate, that may have been part of what you wanted to talk about as well.
We all three of us were sitting on the phone whenever he called, so we all got to listen to all the important things he had to say. He told us about his company and all the things that they actually do, and it really did reflect the game theme and the rules that we read.
So you were taking notes, all of you were taking notes while he was talking,
yes,
and gaining that knowledge. Who were you talking to there at Britt Demolition?
Tommy Britt, yes.
It sounds like Tommy Britt really helped the team in that area. Congratulations on that. It's all about finding those people who are resources to help gain that knowledge. And I appreciate the fact that you've been able to join me, Chloe Bays, Kate Hargrave, and Tyler Presnell here on the Mark White Show today to share about the booth and social media and the things that it takes to be a successful Trobotics team. I'm looking over here at trophies on a table. I see all these different plaques on the wall, and that's how they're earned, is by the different experiences that you're getting, the knowledge you're getting to build the very best team possible. So I wish you much success next Saturday as you compete at Calhoun Community College.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. As we close things out here at Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama, talking to the Trobotics Inc. team, I wanted to talk to Corbin Mead and lastly, Kim Harbin. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Corbin Mead.
Thank you.
What role do you play in the Trobotics Inc. team?
Well, I do marketing with everybody else here, and I like doing creativity stuff because I really like drawing and stuff like that.
Excellent. Well, you were taking some pictures of the interviews happening, and so you had a role to play while the interviews were going on. And, of course, we talked to those who were software, programming. We talked to booth, social media, and marketing team, and there's a lot of different aspects that go into this. How did you find your place on this team, Corbin? How did it get to the point where you decided, hey, I want to be involved with marketing?
Well, at first I was thinking about doing manufacturing because I'll help my dad out in the garage a lot. And then I realized that marketing takes lots of creativity. When I was younger, I would always play with like paint and draw and cut stuff up until my little sister decided she wanted to cut things up. So we had to lock it all up.
Well, I appreciate you being able to talk about this and your involvement with the marketing team for Trobotics Inc. And we're going to close out with Miss Kim Harbin, who has worked tirelessly, I suppose, with the marketing team and also all the other elements of Trobotics Inc. And Kim, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Appreciate you making the connection and the involvement that we've had over the years with Trobotics Inc. And I know that it means a lot to you to watch these young people grow in their skills and their knowledge. And every year, of course, you get new students, and then some of your older ones go out, and then you have some that have built some knowledge over 2 or 3 years. We had one gentleman who has 4 years' experience, and that's great when you're talking about building a team like this.
Right. It is. It is. We've got a very young team this year, especially on the marketing team. My oldest marketing team students are in the eighth grade. So I have eighth graders, one seventh grader, and the rest are in sixth grade.
Wow. Any juniors or seniors involved?
We have one senior, and his primary role is the engineering notebook. He's great at writing. He's a great writer. And so he's kind of over the engineering notebook. And then he has the help of 2 10th graders, and I can't remember what grade the other one is in. But they work as a team together on that.
As the coach, obviously, if you're coaching a team, you set goals for your team, and there are different things that you're hoping that the outcome result is that. What are goals that you've set for Trobotics Inc.? What are some things that you talked to the young people and said, okay, in this area we want to do well at this, or we need to do this to be successful?
Well, the first thing we do, of course, I'm not the head coach, I'm over the marketing team, but one of the most important things we do is at the very beginning of the school year, we set up a booth at our back to school orientation. And that's where I have my previous year's team members come and recruit. So their job that evening is to recruit and to promote the robotics team and let them know that it's more than just about building robots. There's a lot of other fun things they can do, too. There's programming, there's marketing, there's writing, there's public speaking, there's community outreach. There's just a little bit of everything they can learn, and there's so many things that they can learn and take with them when they leave here and go to college, job interviews, anything like that that they can learn. And it's fun while they're doing it here, and then they can apply it in the real world when they get older. We have a marketing department. We have an engineering notebook department where they learn writing skills. We've got a programming department that you can learn to program using EZC, they use SolidWorks to draw CAD parts for the CNC machine in manufacturing. They're working with tools to build the robot. Of course, that's about the robot. They get to test it, drive it. They get to decorate it. They get to paint it. In marketing, they get to build a marketing booth. They get to paint the walls, make props, do a lot of creative things. They always have to design a marketing booth that's related to the game theme. And I think that's the most fun thing that the kids get to do in marketing. But then they also have to do a marketing presentation. They also have to do what's called a team exhibit and interview. When I mentioned the marketing booth, there will be people in the marketing booth on game day that judges will visit and interview them about their they have to role play as an employee of a company instead of just a robotics team member. There's also a team spirit side of things at competition. They get to make a lot of posters, make a lot of signs, and a lot of neat things that really show up in the stands. Just like if you went to a basketball game and you've got a cheering section or a pep squad, that's what we'll have on game day to cheer on the drivers that are driving on the playing field. So there's just a lot that people don't even realize goes into being a part of a robotics team.
Kim, I appreciate the fact that you were able to join me here on the Mark White Show today, along with all the other students that we had, Caleb Williams, Jackson Ortner, Elijah Goins, Chloe Bays, Kate Hargrave, Ann Tyler Presnell, Corbin Mead, Allie Hinkle. We appreciate each and every one of those students for being able to join us, and thank you for inviting the Mark White Show back to cover Trobotics Inc., and I do wish you all success November 13th at Calhoun Community College.
Yes, and thank you so much for coming. We're so glad you're here.
Glad we could be here. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue the Mark White Show. I have Cora's Corner coming up next. Cora is going to have a brand new episode for us. I've been coming to you from Athens Bible School, Trobotics Inc. in Athens, Alabama, and you are listening to the Mark White Show.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner. Last week, Cora was reading The Tawny Scrawny Lion from Little Golden Book. She left you with the rabbit inviting the tawny scrawny lion to supper, and that's where she'll pick up.
The tawny scrawny lion. "What's for supper?" asked the lion. The little rabbit said, "Carrot stew." That sounded awful to the lion, but the little rabbit said, "Yes, sir. My 5 fat sisters and my 4 fat brothers are making a big carrot stew right now." "What are we waiting for?" cried the lion, and he went hopping away with the little rabbit, thinking of 10 fat rabbits. "Well," said all the big animals, "that should take care of Tawny Scrawny for today." Before very long, the lion began to wonder if they would ever get to the rabbit's house. First, the fat little rabbit kept stopping to pick berries and mushrooms and all sorts of good-smelling herbs. And when his basket was full, what did he do but flop down on the riverbank? "I want to catch a few fish for the stew," he said. That was almost too much for the hungry lion. For a moment, he thought he would have to eat that one little rabbit then and there. But he kept saying, "5 fat sisters and 4 fat brothers," over and over to himself. "Here we are," said the rabbit, hopping around a turn with the lion close behind him. Sure enough, there was Rabbit's house with a big pot of carrot stew bubbling over an open fire. And sure enough, there were 9 more fat, merry little rabbits hopping around it. When they saw the fish, they popped them into the stew along with the mushrooms and herbs. The stew began to smell very good indeed. Then they gave the tawny scrawny lion a big bowl of hot stew after they hopped about so busily. It would have been quite a job for that tired, hungry lion to catch even one of them. So he gobbled his stew, but the rabbits filled his bowl again. When he had eaten all he could hold, they heaped his bowl with berries. And when the berries were gone, the tawny scrawny lion wasn't scrawny anymore. He felt so good and fat and comfortable,
that he couldn't even move. All these fat little rabbits, and I haven't room inside for even one, he said to himself. He wished he'd get hungry again. Mind if I stay a while? He asked. We wouldn't even hear of your going, said the rabbits. Then they plumped themselves down in the lion's lap and began to sing songs. When it was time to say goodnight, that lion wasn't one bit hungry. Home he went, and he curled up in his bed, patted his sleek, fat tummy, and smiled. When he woke up in the morning, it was Monday. Time to chase monkeys, said the lion. But he wasn't one bit hungry for monkeys. What he wanted was some more of that tasty carrot stew. So off he went to visit the rabbits. On Tuesday, he didn't want kangaroos, and on Wednesday, he didn't want zebras. He wasn't hungry for bears on Thursday, or camels on Friday, or elephants on Saturday. All the big animals were so surprised and happy. Rabbit? They said. Oh, you wonderful rabbit. What in the world did you talk to the tawny, scrawny, hungry, terrible lion about? The fat little rabbit jumped right up in the air and said, Oh my, we had such a good time with that nice jolly lion that I guess we forgot to talk about anything at all. Then the tawny lion came skipping up the path. He had a basket of berries for the fat rabbit sisters and a string of fish for the fat rabbit brothers and a big bunch of daisies for the fat rabbit himself. I came for supper, he said, shaking paws all around. He sat down in the soft grass, looking fat as butter, sleek as satin, and jolly as all get out, all ready for another good supper of carrot stew. The end.
Tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time to hear Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate the Athens Bible School Trobotics team for joining us here on The Mark White Show today to share about their efforts in robotics. We do wish them well in the robotics competition at Calhoun Community College next Saturday. We also appreciate Cora White and her new episode of Cora's Corner. I do want to wish Joe Corley a happy 90th birthday. He celebrated his 90th birthday yesterday, so happy belated birthday to Joe Corley. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. If you're encouraged by The Mark White Show, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today. Something good today.